Peter Dutton is the incoming Minister for Home Affairs, and I spoke to him a short time ago. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
Is this ministerial reshuffle the reset the government needs?
I think the government's had a very positive conclusion to the year. I think the wins in the two by-elections have been important. I think the fact that Mr. Shorten really copped a shellacking out of Bennelong is something that's rattled the Labor Party. So the reshuffle adds to the momentum that the government's got. And there's a lot that we want to do, not only in the national security space, but obviously in terms of our economic message, helping families and jobs. And we very importantly want to try and help families with their energy costs, which is a big issue for families and small businesses. So there's a lot of good that comes out of the reshuffle. And I'm very pleased that the new Home Affairs portfolio has been created as part of that.
You're not worried that friction in the National Party ranks over the ministerial reshuffle might be a distraction for the government?
No, look, I think there are always people that, that miss out within reshuffles, always people that are promoted unexpectedly. And in the end, the Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister make decisions about who they believe will be best able to deal with the issues that are important to government, important to the Australian people.
And because I'm wondering, you know, some of the Nats went rogue recently over a banking royal commission. There have been some that have criticised Malcolm Turnbull's leadership. Is there a lack of discipline in the party?
No, there's not. I think the government's very focused, as I say, on those three important priorities. In my case, Home Affairs, bringing together the agencies that will serve Australia well, keep Australians as safe as is humanly possible. There's a big organised crime piece that we need to invest more in. So there's a lot of work that you'll see rolling out in 2018, not only in this portfolio, as I say, but within the economic portfolios as well.
Just one other question about party matters, though. There's a report in the Australian newspaper that senior members of the LNP, including the former Queensland Premier Campbell Newman, have been asked to consider resigning because they've been openly criticising the party. As a senior Queensland member, do you support that?
Well, I leave any of those party issues to the organisations, whether it's in Queensland or elsewhere. It's an issue for the organisation. But I think, you know, the focus for us today is on making sure that we can explain to Australians the virtue in setting up, in my case, the Home Affairs portfolio, because by bringing together our intelligence, law enforcement and border agencies, we deal with the reality of the threat in the terrorist space, within the organised crime space, but across government otherwise.
So when we spoke about your new portfolio in July, I was asking how this shake-up was, how much it was going to cost. You didn't have an estimate then. It was very early days. Do you have an idea now about how much it's costing bringing this all together?
Well, Kim, I think what's important is that the agencies at the moment retain their autonomy. So the Australian Federal Police, ASIO, et cetera, will still be autonomous, but they will come within the Home Affairs portfolio. So there'll be greater strategic join-up. So there will be minimal costs around, you know, the usual sorts of changes when you have a change of department, but it'll be insignificant compared to the amount that we're investing in keeping Australians safe. And the fact that we've had now the 81st person since 2014 charged with a terror-related offence, I think says to Australians that we face a very real risk, as people do in the United Kingdom or the United States or Canada or in any other Western democracy.
So let me ask you about that sure. case. You'll be in charge of federal police and intelligence agencies. And a 25-year-old Sydney man has become the first Australian charged with foreign incursion offences for allegedly fighting in Syria in 2015. You've been briefed on that?
I have, yes.
What are you able to tell us?
Well, it's obviously a matter that that now is before the courts, but there's been a long-run investigation and there was an offence created that said if people went to a prescribed area, that is if they went to an area within that war zone that had been prescribed under the Act, then they committed an offence. And obviously this is a matter that was alleged to have taken place in 2015 and this 25-year-old has been charged. So, again, I think it demonstrates the work of ASIO, the Australian Federal Police, New South Wales Police in this case, but there is a very close collaboration and I'm hoping under the Home Affairs portfolio that we can bring those agencies even closer together because the fact is, as we saw only a few months ago, people are trying to bring down aeroplanes, they're trying to disrupt places of mass gathering, and over this Christmas New Year's break, we want to do everything within our power to keep Australians safe and secure. The Prime Minister, in setting up this portfolio, has given me that responsibility.
One of those agencies, Australian Border Force, the BOS, Roman Quadvalig, has been on leave for some months. He's under investigation. Do you expect him to return to that job?
Well, it's an issue for the proper independent authority that is investigating that matter at the moment. So I don't seek to preempt that one way or the other. It's an issue for ACLI, and we'll wait and see what their recommendation is, and the government will respond accordingly. But, I mean, the focus for the Australian Border Force over the break is to get people quickly through airports, to deal with the 1% of people that we have a concern with at the airports, and still allow people easy travel both in and out of Australia as they travel both domestically and internationally. So there's a lot of great work that ABF has done over the course of the last 12 months, and I should take the opportunity to say thank you to all of those officers across all of the agencies that will work when we're all on holidays over Christmas. These people will be working around the clock to keep us safe, and we're happy to focus on that.
On the immigration side of your portfolio, last week it was confirmed just over 200 refugees from Manus Island and Nauru had been approved to be resettled in the US. When will they be flying to the States?
Over the coming weeks and obviously months beyond that, there'll be others that will be able to leave Manus and Nauru and go to the United States.
Do you know when the next group might be approved?
Well, they'll be uplifted within the next few weeks, but that's an issue for the United States. Obviously, they've got all of the logistics to work out. So I think the important thing here, Kim, is that, as I've said before, I didn't put people on Manus or Nauru. I want to get people off, and we're doing that as quickly as possible. And the United States deal that was brokered by the Prime Minister and then President Obama when he was in office is going to pay dividends, and it will help us take people off Manus as quickly as possible, and that's certainly the government's desire.
Minister, thank you very much for speaking with AM.
Thanks, Kim. Have a great Christmas. Thank you.
You too. Peter Dutton is the incoming Minister for Home Affairs.